No, I would think I'd say he's, if you're describing a man that was well-built and all, I'd say he's pretty husky.
Mm-hmm. Well, just...
Or I'd say I'd just like you, I wished I was husky as he is.
Uh-huh.
I'm a
Well, I'm interested in how you'd say the word strong.
Well, he's a strong man.
Uh-huh. Now, somebody that's has a lot of pep and energy, how would you say, how would you describe them?
A lot of vitality.
Uh-huh. Would you say lively?
No, I'd say he's peppy.
Uh-huh. How about an old person?
Elderly.
An older person that is... that is quite peppy. Would you have a special expression for that?
No, I don't know. I would just say peppy.
Spry?
Spry, maybe.
Another word for afraid or scared is... Well, I mean, which one of these would you use?
I was afraid.
Ever say appeared? Say he used to be afraid. Another way of a way of saying just the opposite.
Lost his fear.
Would you say he didn't used to be afraid, or he used to be?
He didn't used to be afraid.
When a person is not careful, they're
careless.
And if somebody's kind of odd, yeah, another way of talking about them, say they're odd or strange.
Strange. Maybe I wouldn't know. Well, I'm sorry, mister. I think I'll have to leave you about now.
Okay.
Before it gets too dark, I can't. I've been doctored for years, and finally they come along with this heart surgery. And our doctor who was doctoring with suggested that he said she thought she was a good patient for heart surgery.
It would really work, huh?
She said, what's my chances? He said, I would guarantee you 100% recovery.
Oh, yeah?
And it worked that way. She's just a lot better than she was that time.
Well, that's something. Was it a heart murmur?
No, it was a heart, it was the valve that takes the blood away from the heart was closing up. That's why they, I forget what they call it, but they had to go in there and open that valve.
Hmm.
It was about a 2-hour operation. She came out of it just swell. The doctor told me on Sunday night, or Monday, let's see, Sunday night I talked to him. He said it might be that she'd have to have a nurse's she'd have to have nurses around the clock, and she'd probably be in an oxygen tent for a week, and she might have 2 or 3 blood transfusions. And she went through it without any blood transfusions, and she had the nurses. The operation was on Tuesday morning, and on Friday afternoon they fired one of the nurses. And some little commotion in the room. I was home that evening. That evening I went home. And the next day when I get back, well, they had a little commotion during the night, and they put the night nurse on again on a Saturday night. And after that, there was only one nurse on for the rest of the week. And she rode home in the car. And 2 weeks from the day she had the operation, she rode home in the car.
Hmm.
Feature that anybody could recover from an operation that fast.
No, that's bad. I've heard people with appendicitis being in longer than that.
But she was open from the oval back here, clear around here, and they have to break a rib, or go through, spread the ribs to go through to get to that operation.